Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Ray Hine, the CEO of Propel, a SaaS platform that helps companies achieve product success by connecting the people, systems, and processes needed to deliver products from concept to customer. And Mr. Hine, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric, for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for coming out today. So for starters, what actually inspired the launch of Propel to begin with? And was there a reason you wanted to disrupt the old school manufacturing process?
Great question. Well, I've been in the engineering manufacturing space for more years than I would like to admit, 20 plus years in this space. And what I saw was that the existing product lifecycle management, which is the category that Propel is in, had still been primarily on-premise systems, and it fell short of the promise of really doing what we intended it to do, you know, 15, 20 years ago, which was to help companies, you know, increase their revenues and get products to market, you know, faster. So we saw that the opportunity of redefining the category to help companies move to the cloud, use new collaborative tools, and really meet what the new business models are looking for was an area we could take on. And it's been a brainchild of mine for 10 to 15 years, and we made it a reality in the past 5 years to help companies really think about, you know, increasing the pace of innovation and really helping companies be more successful. And especially now in the craziness of COVID and changing globalization and manufacturing, it's more important now than ever to really look at how you improve the processes and tools to design, manufacturing, and get real successful products to market.
Yeah, certainly appreciate the leadoff there, and most helpful to get us underway. Now, why would you say manufacturers need Propel? I'm sure we could learn even more from your response to that.
Yeah, Propel is, as I mentioned, it's a category that's traditionally been called product lifecycle management. And so, similar to what customer relationship management or what, you know, Salesforce and the customers have been doing, Propel does for products. So as more and more people are worried about bringing the customers closer to their product problems with new e-commerce, the pace of innovation shrinking, it's kind of the what I call the slinky effect. You know, it's a compression that's going to continue to happen. And yet faster and faster with the pace of innovation, that you know, the world's not the same as it was 1 year or 5 years or 20 years ago. So manufacturers that have had old processes are always looking to improve and get more with less with people and get better cost reductions, as well as also make sure that they've got products that are relevant for the market to compete. So you know, we're seeing that companies are going through this part of this digital transformation, as a lot of us here in the enterprise software space, and the product category has been one of the last places to actually make this change.
Yeah, thanks for that input, and certainly a helpful response as well. Now, tell us, why is a product success platform important in today's ever-changing environments? Get into some of those details as well.
Yeah, you know, going back to what I was, you know, alluding to before, that again, the pace of innovation is just getting faster and faster and faster. So, you know, cell phones and computers, you know, it was 2 to 3 years in a life cycle before a new product would come out. You know, you'd have things like Nest or some of the security systems that were out, and it was, you know, 1, 2, 3 years that they would be in a life cycle. But now you've got companies like SimpliSafe, which is, you know, one of our customers that is out innovating, you know, the competition. So we're seeing smaller companies become very nimble and bring products out faster than ever before. And so people are looking for a business platform to help bring everybody in the company to have one source of truth and all work together on thinking about how do we design and then launch and manufacture that product and ultimately sell it and then service it in the market. So we're seeing companies, you know, using this as a competitive advantage. And it also needs to be able to be highly adaptable because, as I was saying, you know, business models are changing as well as competitive models. Today, you know, you might be selling direct, direct to the customers, but boy, now you're thinking about the only way I can do that from brick and mortar retail is to go and light up an e-commerce channel, which we're seeing the e-commerce explode. And so new ways of selling products for success is also one of the key things that people are needing to think about when they think about designing the business process of taking products from, you know, initial concept to actual commercialization and success in the market.
Ray, certainly appreciate the information and details shared so far. Most helpful today. We're speaking with Mr. Ray Hine, the CEO of Propel, a SaaS platform that helps companies achieve product success by connecting the people, systems, and processes needed to deliver products from concept to customer. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now continuing on, in what ways can cross-collaboration in real time benefit manufacturers?
I do. I think, Eric, as I started reading about you, I think you're a big sports fan. I think if I'm not mistaken, you're a big Atlanta sports fan. And I use a lot of sports analogies when I talk about what collaboration really means. And I define, you know, product development and product introductions as a team sport, that everybody gets involved at one point or another to focus on the product and then sell it to customers. And, I see, a quote from like Henry Ford back in the day, he was saying, coming together is a beginning and keeping together is progress, but working together is success. And more so than ever with globalization, with far-flung teams, and now people working from home, being transparent, understanding what's happening. You don't have water cooler conversations. You can't walk by each other's desks and understand what's going on or go to the manufacturing floor, or you have to be very deliberate in how you work together. So having the ability to cross collaborate and know what's going on is the only way you're going to be able to make sure that you're not introducing delays or you're not introducing quality issues into the product. So having this platform that helps everybody understand what's going on and solve problems fast in a global world is it's just a business imperative.
I'm certainly one that can relate and can also appreciate a good sports analogy. And speaking of Atlanta, you're correct. I am a huge Atlanta sports fan, and unfortunately, we were disappointed once again in the NLCS as the Braves lost to the Dodgers last night, so I'm still trying to get over that. I'd say that in a big way. So anyway, back to business here. How can a product success platform like Propel change the way traditional manufacturing operates?
Yeah, I think I mentioned it a couple of times already that, the rate of innovation is not going to slow down. In fact, we've got some recent stats from some reports from some of the analysts or business partners like Salesforce that, notes that 67% of customers and businesses expect, companies to provide new products more frequently, up from like 63% in 2018. And the other thing that's real interesting I find, and I see it too, even in my buying behavior, is that, people are willing to pay more for differentiated products. So if there's a cool new innovation that comes out that is going to bring some new capability, people are willing to pay more. So there's kind of a David and Goliath moment. As I said, the bigger companies, they are slower to innovate. The smaller companies innovate fast. And, we're seeing companies that leverage new business process are going to take advantage of that rate of innovation. And then the other things are that if you focus on this, you increase your margins. As I said, people are willing to pay more for differentiated products. So certainly people want to grow their business and grow their customer base, but also make sure that they're delivering quality products, and then build brand loyalty, which is one of the key things. We see great companies like Apple and Google, you know, with Google Nests and the like, or companies like ours with GoPro or Vizio TVs and the like that have built great brands that people will go back to and buy again and again and again. It's because they can innovate faster than their competition and bring new capabilities out, you know, at a price point that people are excited about. So we really, you know, say we propel the innovation process, but that we're really propelling business and helping them increase their margins, increase revenue, as well as, you know, watch the bottom line and do it very efficiently.
Ray, really appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of Propel and informing as well in your industry and in the space. As we conclude today, I'd love to pick your mind. Is there any closing thoughts, a bit of advice or a tip or a final word you'd like to share as we bring things to a close today?
I would just say that we're in a space that we are disrupting and changing the way products are coming to market and helping companies, you know, increase their revenues. And I would just suggest people, you know, go to our website, propelplm.com, and take part in looking at some demos and upcoming webinars and events to learn more about it if what you heard today on our podcast interested you.
And, of course, we certainly appreciate that. Again, folks, for more information and to learn more, visit propelplm.com. Mr. Hine, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric, and go Braves.
And most certainly, absolutely. We've got a bright, bright future and already looking forward to 2021 in that regard. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Ray Hine, the CEO of Propel, a SaaS platform that helps companies achieve product success by connecting the people, systems, and processes needed to deliver products from concept to customer. And again, for more details and for more information, visit propelplm.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.